Charles Ortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show 729. 729 in our original It's Your Business series. And, of course, we're in the middle of Jazz Fest, Crazy Days, Talk of the British Open, fun of summertime in the Midwest. And we'll cover a lot of ground in this hour. But let's start with a story we continue to watch. The growing of a true success story. Plastic Surgery Associates of South Dakota and where?
Spencer, Iowa.
And of course, that's Jody Perrette, clinic manager at Plastic Surgery Associates. Between you and Marvin, for a year, you've been telling me, we have this young lady that's a surgeon out of Nebraska that is coming in the summer of 2014. For the first time, it's show and tell.
That's right. I have her with me. I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Jill Murphy.
Jill, it's nice to have you with us this morning.
I'm very excited to be here.
So you understand what we've talked about in the show. We've talked about the fact that what we do in plastic surgery in South Dakota and Spencer, Iowa.
Correct.
Is not West Coast. It's not designed as showy. It's designed to be South Dakota Midwest-like. And the fact that you were coming on board and with the skills you have, the Nebraska background, you're going to be able to take care of a lot of people.
Yeah, I grew up in the Midwest. This is definitely where I wanted to stay. And I agree with you about the coastal plastic surgery look. It's just not something that I enjoy. And this is where I wanted to be because this is the look that I like.
What did they tell you about Sioux Falls in this area that attracted you to want to come be a part of a great organization like the Plastic Surgery Associates in what we think is a great area?
Well, I grew up in a really small town, 6,000 people, in middle of nowhere, Nebraska, essentially. And I wanted to go someplace that kind of had that small town feel, yet Sioux Falls really does offer a lot of variety, things I can do with my family. And just, it's a larger town, but it definitely still has that small town feel. And I really, really like that. And that's what my husband and I were looking for, something we wanted to find for our boys and just the place we want to stay.
So what's your read on our new Dr. Jill Murphy? You get to work with her. You know her far better than we do. I got to meet her about 4 minutes ago.
We are all excited to have her. We actually are starting to schedule her appointments. She is going to join us on August 1st. With clinic days on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, so she has plenty of time to see patients. She'll be doing surgeries on the other days.
We have talked about the fact you have homegrown surgeons.
Yes.
At Plastic Surgery Associates. These people have been around the country. They've done a lot of great things, but they have made South Dakota home, which is pretty important. To now have a female side to this, not being gender specific, but it does make a difference to a lot of people.
It does. We have many calls that come in asking if we have a female plastic surgeon. And we're noticing even before a lot of in-depth advertising that her schedule is already filling up because of that distinct question.
So, you've been here a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that South Dakota is, you got South Dakota man, you got South Dakota women, and they think a lot different than other parts of the country. They like the University of Nebraska.
Yes, how could you not?
There's a lot. I like that answer. How could you not? But when you start talking about that, your education has led you to understand the need for plastic surgery, whether it's a man or a woman.
Yes.
So tell us how that's going to fit in with what you've learned in the classroom, with what you can do out of a surgery center here.
Well, I did my residency training at the University of Kansas, and it's the biggest medical center in Kansas. They draw a lot of people from surrounding states, certainly everyone in Kansas. And the training I received there was just very broad-based. A lot of reconstruction, also a lot of cosmetic surgery, things that you, that on the reconstructive side, at least, are pretty specific to Midwestern lifestyle. When we get people who had been through a trauma, it can sometimes be farm traumas or things like motorcycles and other things that people in the Midwest do enjoy that can sometimes lead to accidents. And so I did get a quite a variety of different experiences and training in that area. So I feel pretty equipped to handle those things. And from the cosmetic aspect, certainly I've seen a lot of what Midwestern men and women like, the look that they like, and that was what I learned to do. Not necessarily the look of an aspiring model in Hollywood, California, with that very unnatural look. The look that I was trained to do, the look that I enjoy, is just a very natural look. Just something that's very pleasing to see and doesn't look fake.
What you should also know is that her husband, Cameron, is a family physician who will be working here in Sioux Falls at Sioux Falls Specialty Hospital.
Yes.
Correct? And you have twins.
I do.
I've got grandsons that are twins about the same age, and I know what you're going through.
Yes, it's a very energetic age.
And the identity, as we talk about in plastic surgery, is kind of like having the identity with twins that want to be alike, but you got to be able to know they're different.
Very much so. I mean, they may be genetically the same, but they are certainly two very different young boys. And so it's the same with, as I found during my training, just with people in general. Everyone comes in kind of wanting something a little bit different. And that's what I loved about plastic surgery. And what drew me to plastic surgery is it's a little bit of art. It's not cookie cutter medicine. You have someone who comes in, you work with them to find out what they're looking to achieve and how you can help them get there. And what they want may be different from the very next person who walks in your office who might want the same procedure but a different outcome. And so I really like working with people to get to their goal. And it's a little bit like art. It's a lot of fun. You get to know people.
She's Dr. Jill Murphy. She is the newest, latest homegrown surgeon at Plastic Surgery Associates. Jody, how do people get scheduled?
Give us a call at 605-335-3349 or our toll-free number at 800-666-3349, and we can get you taken care of.
We're going to talk more with Dr. Jill and with Jody. We're going to take a bit of a break, come back, and tell you a little bit more about what to expect. And I'm sure that the two of them are going to pick at me on skincare and sunscreen in the summertime. Imagine that. Two on one against Bill.
I'm Tony Bachman with Keller Williams. Canterbury Village, all in easy living, East Sioux Falls, just east of Sycamore and Madison. Canterbury Village is about people, people like Tom Johnson.
For the last 4 years, we've kind of been searching for a home. When we went to looking for a home with all the amenities on one level, it became a challenge in Sioux Falls. In addition to Canterbury Village having that, no steps, that requirement of our search was met. To see the parties that they had on a monthly basis, to see the sense of community that already exists there, it was a no-brainer for Cheryl and I to be part of that.
Canterbury Village is not in some far-off land. The builder, Brad and Tammy, bring years of skill, craftsmanship, and love to this project. Condo starting in the 260s.
We schedule open houses almost every weekend, but if you'd like a private tour, just call us at 275-0555 or visit us online at youronlinehomeguide.com.
Canterbury Village. Sounds like home to me. Shouldn't you give the gift of great drinking water 365 days a year?
I'm Julene, and at Kinetico, we're making it even easier. We'll offer you up to $400 for your old softener with a purchase of a new cordless Kinetico softener. That's right, no electricity.
Visit Kinetico, 401 South Minnesota, call 339-3434, or go online at KineticoSiouxFalls.com. For soft water in the USA that's better for your hair, skin, or clothing,
it's Kinetico, Kinetico, Kinetico.
Michael Savage, weeknights 8 to 11, Kello. News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Welcome back to It's Your Business in the middle of the Jazz Fest, the crazy days, the British Open, the summer, all the things that are good in Sioux Falls. We've added something good as well, and that's Dr. Jill Murphy, Plastic Surgery Associates of South Dakota and
Spencer, Iowa.
Does she know where Spencer, Iowa is? Have you given her the tour yet?
I haven't driven her there, but she might know where it's at.
I've heard the name.
You've heard the name. Well, Jill has joined Plastic Surgery Associates We've been talking to Jody and to Marvin for about a year about the need to do this. And Jody, when we say that you finally have what some of the people have been asking for, mm-hmm. a female surgeon, how much difference will it make?
It's going to make a huge difference. Our practice is established. It's well known. We have spectacular surgeons that are all very busy at this time. It's just going to make our clinic a full circle. Having the female surgeon to take care of those people that who would rather see a female than have a man evaluate their body. Some people are just self-conscious that way, but we can take care of you in any aspect needed. And having Dr. Murphy join us is just going to complete our practice even further.
The other surgeons, mm-hmm. we should mention them because they are an elite group.
Yes, Dr. Meyer, Dr. Miller, and Dr. Bright are all fantastic surgeons.
And they've been here for a while.
Yes.
And they understand the family approach.
Absolutely.
Which is what works. Now, we talk about plastic surgery, and most consider that just for women, but men fit in too.
Yes. Men are very interested in either the bags under their eyes, if they're looking for a new position at a job or taking on a new job, wanting to look young so that they may be an upper candidate for a new position, or sitting around with the buddies and talking about their tire they have around their midsection, wanting to get that taken care of. They can get that taken care of with this as well. And Dr. Murphy is well-trained in that area as well.
I'm sure she is. This time of year, we always are concerned about skin care, skin cancer.
Yes,
why
we
is
are.
That important?
Bill, why is that important? Skin cancer is very important to protect yourself from year-round. You should be wearing your SPF every day, whether it's cloudy, rainy, sunny, anything. Because sun does reflect off of blacktop, comes through your car windows, you can get it on your ears, you can get it anywhere that you are exposed to the sun. And we do have medical grade skin care within our clinic. Anybody in our on our staff can go ahead and help you with that. We can get you taken care of with the SPFs that we have on stock. We have anywhere from 30 to 60 available.
Now, I'm starting to get pictures taken with me outdoors with a hat on, so that I don't want you thinking that I never wear a hat. But I never used to wear a hat until we had some people fuss at us and they found a little skin cancer on my ear. And it can happen to anybody.
It can. Anybody who's outside, whether you're gardening or you're just going from your car to your house, you are exposed to the sun exposure.
Now, she has kind of picked at me a little bit, okay? But that's okay. But I'm guessing that as a surgeon, as a doctor, that's one of the things that you have to do in a nice way with the patients.
Very much so. I do pick at my husband, though, about his sunscreen use. It's especially if you have children, it's very important to start getting them used to putting sunscreen on, even at this young age. Most of our sun exposure comes before we're 18 years old, and a lot of that time, kids aren't thinking about things like that, but it certainly helps keep your skin looking young. And so when you're 40, maybe you won't look 40. And then I've seen a lot of people who they've been in the sun a little bit more than they should have without the sunscreen, and it can certainly contribute to premature aging. So just something simple, putting on sunscreen, wearing hats, long sleeve shirts if you can bear it when the weather's not so bad, like it's been outside now, and you'll be thanking yourself later.
You're not going to cut me any slack either about the fact that a big hat that won't stay on in the wind, I should not wear a hat?
I agree with Jody. You should wear the hat.
Of course, she wants me to wear a little string with it. And what you suggested, a birthday hat or something that would work?
Well, you need to wear something that you can tie under your chin if it's going to blow off in the wind.
Makes sense to me. Let me tell you, they will take care of you. And they do it in a way that if you have a need, call and ask. You need to sit down. You need to visit. And let them give you the why fors and when and the recovery time. Pretty important.
Absolutely. There is no question that cannot be answered.
Specialties you like with plastic surgery.
I really did a lot of breast reconstruction during my residency training. I just loved all of the variety, everything that I saw when I did my training. I did enjoy the breast reconstruction. I also enjoyed from the cosmetic aspect, abdominal work such as tummy tucks, liposuction, body contouring after after a massive weight loss, things of that nature. I really did enjoy that. And so doing treatments for small skin cancers on the face, all of that stuff was just really exciting to me because it's such a creative outlet to see an aesthetic or a reconstructive problem and then try and figure out how you're going to fix it in a way that meets the patient's needs and then solves the problem so it won't come back.
She's Dr. Jill Murphy. Scheduling appointments, how far out are we?
August 1st. We can get you in.
That's quick.
It is. Not even 2 weeks away.
Not bad at all. But you need to know that they do have a new associate, as promised, now delivered.
Yes, a year from now, she's going to be well established. We were promising it a year ago, and here we are.
You kind of like where you're at, don't you, with this?
I do.
The fact that you have the gentlemen that have been there have established here, and now we have a lady that comes in from Nebraska that is that is going to provide yet another dimension to
Absolutely.
The plastic surgery associates.
Yes, I do.
All right, and how do they reach you?
605-335-3349 or go on our website, plasticsurgeryassociatesofsd.com.
We're happy to have you here.
I'm very happy to be here.
And you're going to be able to help some people, and now all you have to do is call, visit, find out what it takes, and the option is now Dr. Jill Murphy, who can help you in a lot of ways here in South Dakota. So we're excited. You're excited?
Absolutely. Can't wait for August 1st to get here.
And August 1st, you'll be rolling. In the meantime, you got two twins, 3.5 years of age, and much like we were talking with my grandsons who are about that age,
yes.
They have minds of their own, don't they?
They do, and they never stop. They are never tired. They just go, 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 and I'm chasing them all day long. So,
well, we appreciate it, and we'll be talking again soon.
Absolutely.
Let you guys get back to work. We appreciate Jody Perrette, clinic manager, and Dr. Jill Murphy from Plastic Surgery Associates. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
They're with us, and Maureen is going to join us this morning. This is with Crazy Days.
Absolutely.
So downtown is a buzzin'. We talked in the last hour a little bit with Lamps and Shades on Minnesota. Tell us what we should know about Crazy Days and how people can be safe coming downtown and enjoying the benefits of a great weekend.
Yeah, well, you're right. It is crazy because if you come down here, you're going to already see businesses set up on the sidewalk with their big deals and specials prominently displayed. And it's an excellent time to find some savings downtown. And there's a huge variety. Anywhere from Mollanders with their grill closeout, they're talking about having grills at cost today. So if you haven't bought your grills yet, now would be an excellent time. I don't think you'll ever find a better deal than grills at cost. Young and Richards has a booth out on the sidewalk with savings up to 75% off. In addition to that, most things in their store are even 25% off. All over downtown, you're going to find huge savings. It's a great time to check it out and a beautiful day, too.
Maureen, when we talk about Crazy Days, the idea is to get people to come downtown and to try some things that are outside of a mall venue.
Yeah. Well, downtown is so unique. I like to say that downtown's a great place to buy gifts because it's inspiring. The stores are so different and they, you know, really strive to have products that you're not going to find in a mall setting. So, and a lot of times it's even more handcrafted type products or, you know, we have Sticks and Steel, for example. Everything that they sell is made in the U.S. So there's just a lot of great variety, and what better time to come down and, you know, pick up a birthday gift or if you're really a planner, you know, maybe even an early Christmas gift, because now you're not only going to find unique products, but you're going to find them at a great deal, maybe up to 75% off.
Maureen, as we talk about Crazy Days, it's important to mention the hours and also parking.
Sure. Sure. Well, Crazy Days runs today, tomorrow, and at some locations on Sunday. And as far as hours, it does vary by location. Many stores have close to their regular business hours. If you visit DTSF.com, you can search Crazy Days, and you can find several listings of specials and what those business hours are for Crazy Days. And you can search any business that we've got on DTSF.com to find their hours. As far as parking, again, on DTSF.com, you'll find an entire map of public parking in downtown Sioux Falls. I would note that parking is free after 5 on the streets and free after 6 in the ramps. It's also free on the weekends, so tomorrow and Sunday it's free in all locations. The First Avenue ramp, I really encourage people to check out because it's just about a block off of Phillips Avenue, right in the heart of downtown, and so you can park there for free all day tomorrow. Or if you come today, you don't have to worry about a ticket. You don't have to worry about rushing back to your car when you park in the ramp, and there's always a spot available there.
One thing that I have to tell you, and it goes back, I think, 2 years on Crazy Days.
Yeah.
What surprised us were the number of men that called their wives and said, you need to go downtown for all of these specials. The prices are right.
Yeah.
And I was so surprised that men would do that. And obviously, women are looking for a reason to go downtown anyway. But
sure.
It is a chance to go downtown. We have a downtown that's growing. It's becoming even more popular. And to get to know some of these people that are a part of your community, giving you some opportunities this weekend to save, learn, and just enjoy the good old summertime.
And Lorraine, shop local.
Absolutely. We appreciate it, and
Thank you.
The best to downtown with all they do, particularly the summer crazy days.
Thank you so much.
When we come back, we'll check the commodity business through the eyes of our friend Scott Verilek, Coima Kameg, Craig, not Sioux Center. He's from one of those places over in Iowa. Craig Markart will have the morning loan snapshot. Todd Neuberger, the Main Street to Wall Street report. And a special menu place that Dr. Jill will learn about, Busy Lizzie. That follows Fox Business News. Fishery, professional services, Great Life Golf, and the new WOW Entertainment and Fireside. And, well, it may be a busy weekend, but it's also a chance for us to bring you up to date on some news and numbers. And Craig Markart generally is with us from Advanta Mortgage. He's the senior loan officer, but he's given us junior grade. But what a young man this guy is, well-known in Sioux Falls, Jordan Olson. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing today?
You sound so chipper. You've grown up in that Advanta office. You're doing so well. What we need to know today, though, is if you have a camera and you're going to give us our loan photo of what interest rates are doing.
Of course. And, you know, lately, with all the new financial news, rates have been trending downwards here the last couple of weeks. As of today, as of this morning, we've got our conventional rates right at 4.125 and FHA rates at 3.75% as of just about half an hour ago this morning.
Well, those are good numbers. And, of course, one size doesn't fit all when it comes to loans. That's the reason they need to talk to you guys, the experts at Advanta.
Exactly. Yep. It's all based on credit profile. You know, everybody's situation is quite a bit different. But, you know, it's our job to help these folks get the best rates that are available. And the only way they can do that is by giving us a call and visiting with us a bit. So,
18-7, what's that mean to you? I know it keeps you busy when it's your weekend.
Oh, exactly. Nope. There is always a mortgage banker at Advanta Mortgage on call, whether it be after hours or on the weekends. We always have somebody available to answer your questions. We understand that, you know, during the workday is not when people are available to go out and look at houses. So there's always somebody available here. All they have to do is give us a call at 275-2777, and we'll have somebody ready to help them out.
All right. The kind of questions you're getting right now from people that are calling in.
A lot of the questions right now, you know, people want to know how quickly they can get pre-qualified. With the market around Sioux Falls being as hot as it is, you know, a lot of these houses are moving really quickly. So we like to pride ourselves, you know, on getting folks qualified, usually the same day they speak with us, so that they don't have to waste time waiting to hear back from a banker. They can go out there and make those offers and get into those homes.
All right, Jordan, contact information for Advanta Mortgage.
Yep, Advanta Mortgage. They can reach us at 605-275-2777, or they can 24/7. They get on our website. Our applications are all located there. It's just advantamortgage.com.
Jordan Olson, Advanta Mortgage, mortgage bankers you can count on. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bill. You too.
Scott Verilek, Coima K-Mig Commodities over in Sioux Center, is with us this morning. Scott, how are you?
I'm great. Happy Friday to you, Bill.
There's been some concern in the last 24 hours with what that plane being shot down, Ukraine, Soviet Union, has done, and it's affected now some talks for the grains.
Yeah, it certainly was a little bit of a news, and there was some reaction yesterday. As soon as that news came out on what happened there, the grains all kind of spiked up. The wheat jumped up about 20 cents, and the beans went up 8, and the corn was up 4 and 5. It happened pretty quick, and I guess the risk is just the amount of grain that's produced in Ukraine and that they export, and it's especially the wheat market that really affects. But as soon as there's tension over there, they're worried, you know, if there is some long-term effects where it develops into a deeper war, I guess, the grain markets here could rally on that news. So you saw some quick short covering on that news. Wasn't able to really hold today. The news is kind of, it hasn't escalated any more today. If that news would start to escalate, then, maybe we're going to look at a little early rally. I'd say a short-term rally on the grains. Uncertainty is always bearish. So if you are uncertain how something's going to affect the market and everybody's kind of wondering, it usually is bearish news to the downside. But in this case, I guess it used it to rally. But unable to hold it today. We're kind of giving it all back today.
Scott Verilek, Coima K-Mig Commodities in Sioux Center. Hogs and cattle also in your trendings.
Yeah, we've got the cash hog prices have been slipping a little bit, and all the talk that we're hearing is everybody saying that that's coming a little lower. The July hog contract just went off a couple of days ago and went off with some strength above 130 and looks good. And now we've got the August hogs breaking significantly. They're down to about 127, and there's still some people citing tighter supplies. But one thing to know today, there's a very large fund that's getting out of a spread. They were long August hogs and short D's, and they're blowing out of that today. So we have some really weird action in the spreads today, where August is down and D's is up. So that is also to kind of blame a little bit. They're also hearing the poor cash news and getting out of that. And cash cattle prices have still been really strong. They're still the opposite. Everybody expects a break. You know, every week they say, well, we should be able to get a little lower next week, and the cash just comes right back and stays steady and moves a little higher, and so still lots of strength in the live cattle side.
He's Scott Verilek, Coima K-Mig Commodities in Sioux Center. We'll be listening in for your 11:30 commodity report. Kello 1320-1079. As always, how do people reach you?
Plenty of ways to find us. You can go to our website, coimakmig.com, find some quotes there for you.
All right. We'll listen in at 11:30. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Bill.
And we do have Busy Lizzie with us this morning. That's actually Sheila Ray. You ready to talk a little bit about the difference that you make with what you do as the only flourless bakery in the country?
Always. Of course.
Now,
of course I am.
I understand from Angela you're now into the YouTube video business. What's that about?
We are. We have 5 YouTube videos that explain how to use Busy Lizzie mixes. They're very thorough, give you some ideas of how easy this really is and how you really can't mess it up. It's the easiest mix. You have to think outside that normal mix, and there's still potential error. And Busy Lizzie, you can add too much and it still works. And it's the weirdest thing, but it works. It's amazing.
And
the bread is fun to make, muffins.
And you can't find you in South Dakota because you're in White, South Dakota. Who knows where White is?
A lot of people know where White is, but if they drive to White, they're not going to find me. We have had truck drivers drive to White and call and say, that's not an address here in town, and no problem, middle of nowhere. But they can find us in the Hy-Vee stores and in Wayne and Mary, right there in Sioux Falls. So, and the health market managers and dietitians are a great help. They'll tell you all about Busy Lizzie.
All right. You like to use local produce, and you have simplicity of the mixes. That's pretty important in everything that you're doing, not only on the YouTube videos, but in what's over the counter at Hy-Vee and Wayne and Mary's.
Right. Everything we make is made either with oatmeal or flaxseed. Two amazing products. Flaxseed works in your body very much like fish oil, which they're talking about for brain power and brain clarity, and if you have brain issues or you're getting older and you're concerned about, you know, Alzheimer's and those kind of things, flaxseed's amazing. And it doesn't taste like fish, which is nice. So it's a great product grown right there. We grow it in South Dakota, but it's from all over the United States. We actually buy our flaxseed from North Dakota. And I just call Bob up, and he sends it on down.
Sheila Ray with us talking Busy Lizzie. And Busy Lizzie is not your name. Whose name is it?
It's named after Elizabeth. Lizzie is my daughter, and it was named after her. She has always been the busy little beaver, and Busy Lizzie just got the name from that. My husband thought it should be named cute. It should be cute and catchy, and we get that comment all the time. How can you forget about Busy Lizzie?
Benefit of good carbs. Is there such a thing?
Oh, absolutely. If you think you should not eat carbs, you are wrong, wrong, wrong. Carbs is what gives us energy. It's what gets us up in the morning, gets us moving. It's what keeps our brain functioning. It is a huge part of what we need to put in our body. The negative that we keep hearing, I'm on this no-carb diet. No, you're not. You eat fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables are carbs. They're good things. Oatmeal is a good carb. You know, things that are whole and natural and in the most complete form are the things that are carbs, and they're good carbs. Your diet is made up of carbs and fats, and yes, fats are good for you. And when you eat no fat, we're just working on a blog right now about eating no fat. So say, I don't eat fat, or I want the low-fat things. If you're eating low-fat things, you're actually going to end up with bad carbs because if they take the fat out, they have to put something in, and the thing they put in is sugar, lots and lots of sugar.
I notice you're not in the studio today. You're on the road by phone, and normally you're in here with us. You've been doing a little traveling to Michigan.
I am. I've been delivering out here into Michigan to the University of Michigan campus and all over southeastern Michigan. I'm just kind of on the way of heading back out of here. Did some drops along the way in Mason City, Iowa, and Fairmont, Minnesota. So, yeah, I'm out traveling a little bit this week.
All right, let's have a description here. Flourless, gluten-free. Are they the same?
No, absolutely not. We are wheat-free, which means that we don't have any wheat in the facility, which wheat is the product that contains gluten, so can barley and rye. Oat does not contain gluten by itself. It gets gluten from the processing or from the farm source. So we don't claim to be gluten-free unless you read it says certified gluten-free on it. That means I brought in a gluten-free oat, and you can eat that if you are true blown celiac. You cannot have any gluten at all. But we don't use wheat. So a lot of people are actually looking, and there's a FODMAP diet, which is really interesting. If you have stomach issues or you think you're not feeling well and you think, oh, I wonder if it's celiac, try the FODMAP. It's just FODMAP. Type it into your computer and look it up. A lot of people have issues with certain foods, and they're usually highly processed, and that's what gives us our bad stomach aches sometimes. So the chances are that you're a celiac. There's only about 8% of the population that is, and quite a few of those are actually self-diagnosed. We all recommend go get tested. It's a lot cheaper to eat wheat-free our way than it is to eat a gluten-free diet. But you do need to get tested, and all of us will tell it. The dietitians, everyone will tell you, go do it. It costs you about $1,500 more a year to eat a celiac diet, and if you don't need it, you may be a FODMAP.
Sheila Ray with Busy Lizzie. We've talked about your daughter having the name of the company, but it was your mom who said, you just don't understand, Sheila Ray. You can't do that.
That's right. Mom says you can't bake without flour. Mom will tell you today that you absolutely can. She spends a lot of hours in the flourless bakery and really realizes how much potential there is here and how healthy it is and how amazing tasting the product is. That's what probably is most fun to see, is when somebody tastes it for the first time and their eyes light up and go, oh, my gosh, I could eat like this all the time. Well, you should.
Well, you mentioned you're delivering in Michigan. You're hitting Mason City, Iowa, I think you said?
Mason City and Fairmont. I've already been there.
Okay, you've been there. Yeah. And the Hy-Vee and Wayne and Mary's here. Any place else in South Dakota?
just Hy-Vees. We pretty much stay with the Hy-Vees. They've been really supportive of us and really good to us. So between, and Wayne and Mary is awesome. They can see our mission. They see the point. They see the reason why we get up in the morning and do this and why we have so much passion. So we really stick with them, and they've been really good to us.
All right, let's get them some contact information, your website, where they can have a lot of questions answered and communicate directly with you, Sheila Ray.
Sure. Busy Lizzie Bakery. It's very easy. It's just www.BizzyLizzyBakery. It's spelled BizzyLizzyBakery.com. It's really easy to get there, and you can connect to the YouTube videos and watch how easy the mixes are. Clean, you know, use the local produce and make your own Busy Lizzie muffins and cookies and breads and enjoy this wonderful summer.
Recipe of the day. I was promised by Angie you'd share something.
I'd share something. Well, actually, the thing that I think is the most fun is we've been making a lot of pizzas, and you take a can of chicken, drain the water off or the liquid off of it, use that as the liquid in your bread dough. Make sure you get your cup and a third. If you don't have enough, add some water. And then you just make the dough, put it out, put the chicken, some cheese, some fresh herbs from the garden, some fresh spinach or kale, put some more dough on top and bake it like a sandwich. They are scrumptious.
All right, that is Sheila Ray, Busy Lizzie. Safe travels as you come from Michigan across Iowa, Minnesota, and then finally back into South Dakota. Quite the story. Why are you the only flourless bakery, or why were you the first?
Because no one else is doing it. A lot of people are doing, they'll say flourless, but they actually mean that they're wheat-free or that they're using rice flours and soy flours and all these different flours, almond flour. We just wanted to be the first. When we realized that we are the only ones doing it, we went ahead and got the trademark to hold that because it just makes us very unique. Why not have something that no one else has? But, of course, we want to share it with the world. We want it to go national. We want people to understand the value of eating this whole grain, amazing oatmeal and flax seed. Clean out your arteries. Clean out your, give your heart another shot. Make your stomach happy. It's the best thing out there.
Sheila Ray, Busy Lizzie's. Nice to visit with you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a great day.
When we come back, we'll check the British Open and one of the Business of Golf partners, Dr. Tim Lee Burton. Todd Neuberger has Main Street to Wall Street, plus a visit to Valentine. Welcome back to It's Your Business. Dr. Tim Lee Burton this morning. He's in surgery. You know, that's what he does, Rev, is a little bit of surgery. And on Fridays, occasionally that happens. But we can tell you that he is busy. But what we were going to talk about is that at Specialty Orthopedics, they can get people in and out within 24 hours, something that the staff has done. The other thing that he is doing, and I think he leads this week, is our Business of Golf Yahoo Fantasy. And the numbers this morning are not good for Tiger Woods. They're not good for Phil Mickelson.
Really?
Yeah. And the guys that are at the top of the board, you probably have never heard of. But there's some of those English gentlemen that have gotten up early. They had the early chance to do it. But now we're seeing with the last tick that Rory McIlroy has gotten back to even par. He's got the lead. Francisco Molinari and Sergio Garcia are just a shot back at one under. Tiger and Phil are even par. Phil was 2 under today. He is tied for 32nd, and Mr. Woods plus 3 in his first 3 holes. He is now tied with Phil Mickelson. They'll make the cut, but they will not be at the top of the leaderboard, and we'll keep a close eye on that. And Kim Kaufman, who will be on our show, the LPGA golfer, shot 1 over par 70 yesterday. She's at the Marathon in Toledo, Ohio. This morning, the last thing we saw, she was on the front nine. She was just 1 over, and she is within the cut line right now, and we hope that she'll make the cut. It's her 8th stop of the year. She is from Clark, with a town that has only a 9-hole golf course, Rev, and she is doing really well. She was Player of the Year on the NCAA scale a couple of years ago. She played at Texas Tech. So that's the update on golf. We've been keeping a close eye as well on what's happening with the markets, with everything that went on yesterday with a plane that was shot down over the Ukraine. Let's check in. We got Jane.
We've got Jane today, yes.
Jane, I know that you're going to be able to give us the Main Street to Wall Street numbers, which are going to reflect what went on. Please share with us what you have.
Actually, it is good news this morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Jane with Todd Neuberger's office bringing you the Friday Financial Market Report. U.S. stocks are recovering from yesterday's decline as the latest round of corporate data is tempering global political concerns. Among notable earnings announcements are Google, which exceeded sales expectations, and IBM, which delivered results in line with estimates for its 2014 outlook. Treasury markets are receding as the market awaits further details from the situations in Gaza and the Ukraine. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 88 points at 17,065. The S&P 500 is up 13 points at 1970. The NASDAQ is up 45 points at 4407. And in commodity markets, gold is down $12 an ounce to $1,308. Silver prices are down 32 cents to $20.85 an ounce. And oil prices are down 43 cents a barrel to $102. In stocks of local interest, Daktronics is trading up 2 cents a share at $11.27. Citigroup is up 51 cents a share at $50.69. And Raven Industries is up 25 cents at $29.86 a share. This is Jane with Todd Neuberger's office at Edward Jones, bringing you this Wall Street to Main Street report.
Jane, when our audience needs more information, that's all the time with you and Todd Neuberger. How do they best get it?
Locally, you can reach us at 371-0375. Toll-free, we can be reached at 888-371-3983 or at www.edwardjones.com.
Jane, thanks. You have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
And we're expecting a good weekend in Sioux Falls. We've talked Crazy Days this morning. We've talked Jazz Fest. Lots of activities going on. The Rev's been watching closely the artist. You even have some music we've been featuring this morning to put us in that mood for later in the day.
Did a little George earlier when we had Rob on. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, 40th anniversary this year. These guys he's well known for doing the blues rock boogie. You know, he's all over it. And he's been playing that stuff since he was a kid. And he's not the only band tonight. Samantha Fish is on at 8 o'clock. She's incredible. Josh Hoyerend and the Shadowboxers open the show tonight at 6. Big night tomorrow at Jazz Fest. The Dakota Jazz Collective is on at noon. Jazz Fest Camp with Wycliffe Gordon. Chris Lager Band, those guys are awesome. They've been around for a long time. Jack Brass Band at 4:30. Jennifer Keith Quintet comes on at 6. You'll like what she dresses up in. She wears really cool clothes. Mid-Continent Communications has Gary Clark at 8 o'clock Saturday night. And then Government Mule at 10. And those guys are huge, Government Mule. So it's a pretty impressive lineup. And Thorogood's tonight.
And the
headliner tonight.
Gates open at 4. The music starts at 6. And the best part about Jazz Fest, it's free.
That's right.
And the way that it stays free is, when people ask you to keep it free, donate some money as you go across the bridge. You come into the different entrances there. Trust me, that money makes a big difference, and they've got the sponsors that Rev was just mentioning there. Yeah. But Jazz Fest become very, very special here.
Check your sponsors. You know, you'll see who they are and support them by buying goods from them. Tell them that you love Jazz Fest, and that's what you need to do.
You also love our next guest. With what he has at your old stomping ground.
I like John a lot, but I don't know if I love him.
You love the food.
You got him laughing now, Bill. See how you do that to people?
That's okay. It is a fish Friday. Did you find some chips to go along with that fish?
Yeah, we got some chips. Just for you.
No bacon on the chips, though, right?
Nice.
No.
All right,
it is. We draw a line on the bacon deal sometimes.
There you go. It is a fish Friday. It is a great weekend, and I would guess that Valentino's, if you need to go and enjoy a nice lunch with all that you're doing, with Crazy Days, with Jazz Fest, 41st and Willow would be a good stop-off point.
It sure is. We get a lot of people from both of those spectrums, especially if it gets hot on the Jazz Fest. They come in and cool down with their power. And then, of course, the shelfers like to power up with pasta so they can
have enough energy to make it through the day.
So in addition to the fish, you've got a pizza that Rev really enjoys, and you kind of made a little sample for me when I was in there last week, and that turned out pretty good.
Yeah, well, of course, Rev's number one piece is still the bacon cheeseburger. But
oh, yeah.
We changed up our flatbread and came out with our barbecue chicken flatbread with Ortman bacon on top, and it is really good and goes very, very quickly out there.
It's a great buffet. You've got a salad bar that's a lot longer than I need, but people really enjoy all that's on that salad bar.
Yes, they do. We get so many compliments when they walk around the corner and see the salad bar for the first time. It's kind of, whoa, look at that salad bar, because it is that large and that fresh.
And starting Monday, we're going to take up Joy's idea that we promote salad a little bit more on this show, and we'll be asking a question. If you answer the question as the first person with the right answer, you'll win dinner for two at Valentino's at 41st and Willow. We're kind of looking forward to doing that.
I'm sure. What time are you going to do that on Mondays?
You think we ought to do it in the 9 o'clock hour or the 10 o'clock hour?
It makes no difference to me.
Well, we're going to do the 9 o'clock hour.
Lovers.
I think the questions that I have seen from Joy are questions that they can answer. They're really good questions, and it promotes salad, eating safely. Now, you have a Sunday brunch?
We do. We open at 9 a.m. We have a ton of breakfast items, most we make right here, along with some lunch items like fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and gravy. We still have our fettuccine alfredo. It's funny, you still got to serve that for breakfast here on lasagna.
Imagine that. But it's a good weekend to enjoy Valentino's. They've been around. Earlier in the show, we did talk with Ron Nelson about all the restaurants in Sioux Falls. But if I was guessing, they're probably not more than a handful that have been here 20 years plus.
That's probably right.
Okay, and one of those, Valentino's, 41st and Willow. John, Joy, have a good weekend. We know you'll take care of the people that come by.
Thanks.
Rev, we've talked a lot of topics.
Heck,
we made
yeah.
you hungry a couple of times.
Little George is going out here for tonight.
For now.
Real good.
Our time's up. Thank you for yours.